I have with me today Hal and Sandy Shevers. Hal and Sandy Shevers have been in cahoots together for some 46 years. They've been on a serious project for almost 50 years. Sporty's Pilot Shop. Is it really 50 years, Hal?
It sure is. It's just a little bit over 50 right now.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it. I've seen in Batavia, and if you haven't made the pilgrimage to Batavia, you really should, where you started. And I've seen the airplane that you started out with, and I've met some of the characters who have been talked about by some other characters, not me. I don't write about it, but I know somebody who does. And I think there's a book in it. I think there's a book in it, Hal. What do you think, Sandy?
I think so. I don't think he'll write it, but I think there is. Maybe I'll write it.
Yeah. Well, welcome to EA Air Venture 2011, Sandy. But I know today is probably one of the first days you've been on the field, but Hal, you've been here all week. Is this not the first time you have actually hung out?
Well, you got to think, the first time I went to Oshkosh, it was actually in Rockford, Illinois.
Whoa.
And that was in the early 60s, and I've been coming regularly now for the last 25 years, and this is the first time I've been able to stay from Sunday to Sunday.
Well, what have you seen? Getting the chance to stay all week as opposed to just dropping in and you know, checking on the boys.
Well, all week and even having a golf cart, you can't see everything. I mean, it's just amazing. There are so many things here. And, of course, I always think of, when I think of Oshkosh, I think of the fly market. I think of the ultralights. This is my chance, really, to see these things. The fly market used to be much, much larger, and people trading old parts, and I swear people used to pick my garbage can to get things to come up here and sell at the fly market, but it's, you know, people being resourceful, something that I'm throwing out could be extremely useful to somebody in their aircraft endeavor.
Absolutely. There's still plenty of round analog instruments out there, I found, and you can buy one here yellow tagged.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny on the round instruments. I kind of, you know, having worked with them for my first 45 years of flying, maybe 50, I still love them. I like those round instruments. But boy, is it nice looking at a glass panel and seeing it all in one view. You know, the scanning we used to talk about.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's all right there.
I had my first student in a G1000 in about 2005, and I have to tell you, it was the most bizarre thing to teach a novice instrument student, and there was no scan. There was no real scan. The picture, like you said, it's all right there. It was a totally different way of teaching how to fly that airplane. Really, really interesting. Now, Sandy, what's your favorite thing about this show?
Well, I haven't been here too long this trip. I got here yesterday, and of course yesterday was the worst day as far as the weather was concerned.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
But that was out of our control. We even departed later from Batavia yesterday morning because of it. And I realized, though, that yesterday was going to be the worst day, and that was fine. It's over, and we're going to have much better weather the rest of the week. I haven't picked out a favorite thing, although I enjoy seeing friends, old friends, and all the people in aviation. That's probably the favorite thing that I do here.
But see, that's key, because that's why people keep coming back. You go look at the North 40, you look at the South 40, you look in the vintage, and all the same reasons you just stated are why people come more than once to Oshkosh. Would you agree, Hal?
Oh, I think it's just, it's a pilgrimage. This is the place to be. Amy, yesterday we had our annual meeting of the National Aviation Exploring Committee.
I have some notes from that.
You do? That's good. And we had a little bit of a a discussion in the Aviation Exploring posts. They're mostly boys.
Yeah, what's with that?
Well, this is what are the women in aviation doing about gearing? And I'm not talking about that organization, the 99s, etc. I mean, there are all kinds of one-shot deals where we have a day for the girls or a day. What about these all-year programs? And that's what Aviation Exploring is about. It's part of the Boy Scouts, but it's geared directly to young women and men and between the ages of 14 and 20.
And I think that message needs to get out better because I think there is some confusion. Because it's a Boy Scouts sponsored deal, people don't get the message. Because I've also done some of the jamborees. Remember I did last year at the high school?
Yes.
And there was visible on people's faces confusion as I tried to explain why learning for life was, why it had the Boy Scout symbol on it, but why it was, yes, for girls, too.
That's right. You know, people, most of the kids that end up in the Aviation Exploring Post come from Boy Scout troops. Mm-hmm. When traditional Boy Scout organizations are for young men only, but once you get 14 years of age, there's an interaction, and all these learning for life and exploring programs are, yes, indeed, for women and young women and men.
Well, go ahead.
I was just thinking, you know, it seems like the Girl Scouts of America ought to brought into with the Boy Scouts of America, and then it could be promoted from both sides.
Because the Girl Scouts have an aviation badge, but they don't do a particularly good job of trying to do this aviation bent. There's no question about it. And we at Women in Aviation International are actually very aggressively, as the Girl Scouts come up on a 100th anniversary, courting the Girl Scouts, who have their headquarters in the Dallas area. So we just announced it this morning at our media breakfast for our Dallas conference in 2012, March 8th through 10th, we are having a Take Your Daughter to the Conference Day in conjunction with the Girl Scouts of America. And we are bringing in, and even though it's a day, and I agree with you, Hal, we are bringing in all the tools, and the Aviation Explorers will be a part of that so that people can bring their daughters. And there was a lot of argument about whether it should be bring your child to the conference day. And I said, no, you can't do that. You cannot dilute the message of Women in Aviation International. Girls have a tough enough time in middle school and high school when they're around boys asserting themselves. They have a tendency, and this is studied, to kind of sit back a little bit because the boys are there. And the boys can be a little pushy at that age, can be a little... You know, aggressive.
Oh, we're pushy at all ages.
Okay, well,
come
that may be the case too, Al.
Okay.
I was gonna catch your break there because you're outnumbered in the room.
But you know, if we could get more girls, young girls, in these Aviation Exploring posts, you know, we'd get more guys.
There you go, and you're absolutely right. I already know that's the case because women in aviation chapters on college campuses are co-ed. Big time co-ed, and Women in Aviation International, as you well know because you're a member, is also a co-ed institution. We have 11% of our membership is male at this point, and there's a reason why. There's a reason why, because there are guys like you, Hal, who believe in the future of aviation being because you open it up to everybody who's interested and you try to garner interest from everyone.
You know, it used to be it was... You had to be a strong guy in order to run the rudder pedals on a DC-3.
Yeah.
But it's different now with the all this equipment is designed for somebody to work without really having to be a muscle man or something.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And quite frankly, how tall am I? because I've flown the DC-3.
I think you're about 3'2".
No, that's too not
short
true.
Two short people here next to a tall guy.
All week, right, exactly. I've been running around all week with our member from Zhuhai, China, and I love her to death because I think she's about 4'9".
Right. Well, who's taller, you or Sandy?
Oh, I don't think we're going there. I might.
I don't know. We're both pretty short.
We're pretty short. Yeah. I might have her by an inch, but I don't think it counts at our age anymore, Hal.
I may have to have you girls stand back to back.
Anyhow, Hal and Sandy, congratulations on 50 years. It's a terrific business, Sporty's Pilot Shop. You guys have both sides of an aisle this year. What hangar are you in?
We're in Hangar D as in Delta, and we've got the guys and gals there from Sporty's, and we've got a dealer there who can sell you all your products. Hey, here's the commercial, you know.
That's right.
Got a dealer there to sell you the products, and on one side of the aisle, but on the other side are the people from Sporty's who make up the courses. I mean, I've got three ATPs and about, I think those three guys are also master flight instructors.
But wow. They can. So people can come and ask them questions is what you're telling me.
Yes, exactly. And especially they have gotten hot on the iPad.
I saw that.
We've got 14 active instructors at Sporty's, plus another 10 who are more or less at a desk, but I think every one of them, except for Hal, may have an iPad.
Well, that's okay. I don't have an iPad yet. This is true confessions here.
Well, Sandy wants an iPad.
I'm getting one very soon.
I heard there's an iPad 3 coming out in October.
I've heard that too.
Well, that should delay it a little bit, but I'll buy you an iPad, Sandy, but I'm not going to teach you how to use it. Because
I wouldn't expect you to. There would be too many arguments.
That'd be like teaching your wife to drive.
There you go. On that note, thank you so much for being on the show.